Let's get right to Hawaii, where two hurricanes are approaching. Hurricane Izelle is forecast to make landfall on the Big Island later today, and just behind it is Hurricane Julio. Governor Neil Abercrombie has already signed an emergency proclamation to prepare for potential damages. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore is in Hilo on the Big Island. And Jim, what do we know about Izelle's trajectory, first of all, and what's in store for Hawaii?
Well, Izelle, as of this hour, is making a beeline for Hilo, and it could be the first landfalling hurricane for the Big Island in history, not to mention the first for Hawaii in terms of a hurricane in 22 years. That's a big deal. There's been a lot of people that have changed address. There's been a lot of people that have moved here and in some cases up into the mountain interface. So it's not only here at sea level, but also in higher elevations that we're very, very concerned about the impacts from the storm.
So people that are not prepared, perhaps, because they haven't been through something like this before, are preparations not what they should be?
I think they're going along pretty well, but I don't like to hear that we've run out of water or we're short on supplies and we're running out of gas. That means some people aren't getting what they need. That's a little worrisome, but that's not to say that more stock is not going to be brought in here today. But it's not like you can just say, okay, let's call Oklahoma and get supplies from Oklahoma
right
down into Texas. Okay, we're on an island out here in the middle of nowhere. So those supplies aren't going to just come in overnight. And so I think we're going to deal with pretty much what we have right now for not only one storm, but potentially two in Julio right behind it.
Well, and tell us about that one. Is that one as powerful as Izelle, or is that going to be less or more powerful?
It's actually more powerful now, but it may be weaker because it's going to be farther north in cooler water by the time it gets to the island chain. But the problem is I think Izelle is going to hit the Big Island and then stay south of the others, while Julio is going to miss the Big Island to the north, but also come a little bit closer potentially to Oahu and Maui and impact the northern side of the island. So, you know, there are going to be different impacts from each storm, and some of them are obviously going to be worse for the northern side of the islands with Julio, even though it's not going to make a direct landfall. At least that's how we feel right now.
Now, as you say, this is a very rare thing to happen because Hawaii has only been through three hurricanes since 1950. Why are they so rare there, and is this a sign that things are changing?
Well, I mean, think about it. You've got a big Pacific Ocean out there. So to hit that small little dot is quite rare. I mean, they have had close calls. They've had storms go to the south. They've had storms that usually weaken considerably before they get to the Big Island, which is exactly what Izelle did. But remember, we started with something a few days ago that was 145 mile per hour Category 4. And it's also what we call an annular hurricane. So this is a storm that can take colder water temperatures. It is not as impacted from things like wind shear and dry air as a normal hurricane. And it makes up about 4% of all the hurricanes. So the fact that we had this is probably why we're going to have a historic landfall, or could have a historic landfall here on the Big Island with a hurricane.
But as you look forward, do you think these are going to be more frequent occurrences?
Well, I think you have a warmer Pacific basin this year because of the El Nino. And the fact that you have that warmer water out there means you have more fuel for these storms to go on. I mean, at one point, there was actually eight features that we were watching in both the Western Pacific and the Eastern Pacific. And that's a lot. That's a lot for any basin. So, you know, I think the El Nino is aiding that this year. Long term, I certainly think the more heat you have in the ocean, the better chance that you can actually have a tropical system, because quite frankly, that's higher fuel. That's higher octane, if you will, for these engines.
But as you look forward to at least this first storm, you would say what is the biggest threat?
Power outages, extensive power outages. The problem with the Big Island is you not only have people here at sea level, but you have people at 2,000-3,000 feet. And what could be an 80-mile-an-hour tropical storm or hurricane here, obviously would be less than 80 if it was tropical storm, is a couple of categories higher as you go up 2,000 feet. So what could be 80-mile-an-hour winds here in Hilo could be 105 up 2,000 feet, and there are people that live there. So that could mean extensive power outages, tree damage, power poles snapped, and that's why I think everyone pretty much cleared the shelves of the goods the other day on Tuesday.
Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore joining us from Hilo on the Big Island of Hawaii. Jim, thank you so much.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.